my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for listening. Wednesday, June the 5th. Oh, yes. June 17th through 20th, Youth Conference number 41, 41 years of this. I look forward to it being with the kids and hearing the preachers preach. And I do want to say it's Wednesday. It's odd these days. No elementary chapel, no high school chapel, no college chapel, no preacher boys class. Well, that's where it is. Kind of quiet, but there's still a lot of activity around here, and our students are out. Our college students are everywhere. They're around the globe on many different continents right now, serving this summer, and in states all over America, and vehicles going down the road. Please pray for their safety as they go from church to church. These are great days to serve God. Tonight, 6:30, the evening service. Come and dine. The master call. Come and dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assembled be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints are spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Oh, a good song, a good song. God bless you, quartet. I hope you're having a good summer. I hope you plan on, if you can. It's been quite a while since Ms. Treiber and I have had a vacation, but I hope that you can get a vacation, and hopefully this fall we're going to get one. We're looking forward to that time together. But I hope that you get a vacation, and I hope you conclude God in that. My goodness, pray with your family when you're traveling and have still family Bible time at night before you go to bed at night in that hotel, that motel, that Airbnb, that RV, whatever you find yourself, that campground. Have prayer together and fellowship together and enjoy the, don't argue, please, please, please. You know, it's an amazing thing about life. Ms. Treiber and I will never, ever, ever travel with our children ever again. Now, we might travel somewhere with our children and our grandchildren, that we'll love that, but we'll never have our three little kids with us again. They're all grown adults. They're gone. And if you have a, don't argue, don't get upset. Dad, we wanted to leave at 4:00 tomorrow morning. Well, you're probably going to leave at 5:30. Don't get ticked off and be mad. Just whenever you leave, you leave. And I hope that you'll have a good summer and go to church and tithe, be part of it. Here's a song, and it's a good song. I believe God, Brother Alvin and his daughter Brooks sing for us. You're going to have to believe God and believe God for everything. We're in chapter number one, And today is verse 3. We've seen verse 1, the preciousness of God and sevenfold preciousness, and then the grace and peace. But I want you to see something today in this text. It's very, very powerful for me for today. I always want to look at something for today, something for you, something for me. I hope this would be a blessing. We're in 2 Peter 1:3 today after Brother Alvin and Sister Brooks sing together. Yeah, you're going to love this song. I Believe God.
Paul and Luke were taking a trip. When the south wind blew softly, they boarded the ship. The destination already planned. They were guided by God's mighty hand. But soon after, the ship set sail. They encountered a stormy gale. When the sun did not shine, old Paul did not mind. He said, I believe God.
And I believe God, though the lightning is flashing. I believe God, though the thunder is crashing. I believe God, when the storm is all past, we'll reach the other side safe at last. For the Lord stood by me in the darkest night. He said, sweet child of mine, everything is all right. We're never alone, we'll make it on home. For I believe God.
A long life's path, there'll be storms to face. But we're gonna make it by amazing grace. It's been good for each mile, good for every trial that I've gone through. So I'll keep holding to God's mighty hand. And I know one day I'll reach heaven's strand. When I reach that shore, gonna shout it once more.
I believe God, when the storm is all past, we'll reach the other side safe at last. For the Lord stood by me in the darkest night. He said, sweet child of mine, everything is all right. We're never alone, we'll make it on home. For I believe God. We're never alone, we'll make it on home.
I believe God. A lot of things in life you can't believe. You just cannot believe a lot of things, but you can believe God and you can believe this book. Well, we're in chapter number 1 of 2 Peter and verse number 3. Oh, this is good. According to his divine power. Whew. That stop right there. God's divine power, the strength. I sing the mighty power of God. What a powerful God. All power is given unto me. Thank God. Ye shall receive power. I love that thought, divine power. He hath given unto, according, read this right and correctly. According as his divine power hath given unto us, he gave it to religious organizations. Now, you might have a Bible that says that, but that's not what the Bible says. Given it to universities. No. His divine power he has given unto us. He's given unto us all. A-L-L. All things. Here it is. You get ready to mark this? This is good. This is great. That pertain to one life. Isn't it amazing? Even our Constitution, the very first is the preservation of life. We sing about new life in Christ, abundant and free. Life. Everything is life. Don't live on the death side. Every time I say something like this, I say, why did I say that? Because for some reason, and I'm not old, but the older you get, you realize I'm near my heavenly home. And if I don't try to tell ages anymore. I don't try to tell things like that. But if I'm not careful, I'll say something like, after my departure, Paul said it too, you get older, you realize, when I leave, and this church finds a new pastor, he better be a man that, and I know you can say some of that, but sometimes I say, don't talk about it for a couple of weeks. And then the next thing I know, I'm talking about it again. And I get stuck. And my precious family, my wife, said, now don't talk about that, but I do somehow. Let me just say this, that everything is about life. Let's not talk about it. I'm getting old now. I don't do this. I'm getting old now. I don't believe in talking. Don't talk like you're old. Well, you know, back in my day, it's the same as this day. You were a rebel back then. Come on now, folks. Life, life, life. Let's live with life. Zealous life as a man thinketh in his heart. So he's life. Second word, godliness. This has all been given to us because of God's power, and he poured down his power on us. We get life, have life in Jesus Christ, eternal life, and godliness, to be God-like, not to be God, but to be God-like. He's patient, he's kind, he's forgiving, he's true, he's never leaves us, our faith. So godliness, and then knowledge. What is not to know? Look, all this God does, he gives me life, he gives me godliness, he gives me knowledge, and the knowledge, look what he says here, the knowledge of him, not the knowledge of Washington, D.C., not the knowledge of your state house, not the knowledge of corruption, not the knowledge of, well, we're so, you know, the rapture's got to be around the corner, so evil. No. The knowledge of Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. And then, wait. Okay, we got life, godliness, knowledge, you underline, and called, he's called us. He's invited us. He extended, that's why even in Revelation 22, the very last chapter of the Bible, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. He's still calling. And him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him come. God called us to glory, and virtue is moral goodness. And he talks twice in the next verse about this virtue. What a life we have. I tell you, I got a good life. I have life, godliness, knowledge, called, virtue, and it's all because of him. Live on the winning side. Live on the gracious side. Live on the happy side, on the fired up, on the victory side today. Father, bless our dear friends worldwide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.